It was pulling together a module of tobacco, alcohol and other drugs so that we would do repeated CME and different sessions from different aspects with all the general practitioners around Auckland and Northland, just to establish a sort of a really well-built program of introducing brief intervention, brief and early intervention, and the options for getting people to address their issues of addiction with any of these substances. So there were smoking cessation courses, there were recognizing the signs of alcohol and other drug abuse, and also the best ways of intervening and getting some resolution to these things. So it was a proactive behavioral sort of model. There was always people wanting to come along to those courses and to find out how, because I think alcohol and other drugs are they're a bit of a hard to manage issue within general practice, particularly with a short consultation period time. You know, it's really hard to be successful with your interventions with some of these more difficult challenges. And often with the comorbidities of other problems with alcohol and other drugs. It's just just really hard for general practitioners to do things well. So I worked as part of a team. I had Dr. Jocelyn Tracy, who was a good advisor for me around how to actually work with general practitioners, how to get their interest and their commitment. And the same with Bruce Adlam and the other people from Mark Shaw. They were all really innovative teachers. We tried to make all of the classes or the options that we ran really attractive. So we called them by crazy names, and you know, that was just, it was a lot of fun, and we wanted people to enjoy coming and to get something that they could take away and put into place the next day. So my role was in project managing that, and I had three staff members. I had a person who was an adolescent health advocate and with a lot of experience working with young people. I had a Pacific Island tutor, and I had a Māori woman who was also working with Māori. So I did most of the professional development training, and they actually contributed from their own areas of expertise to the general sort of issue of how to manage drug and alcohol people with these special population groups.